This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Back. Actually, I should say welcome back to another session of Stanley right here on the real side. I think it's a session of Stanley. I don't know what you guys think. I do care. I was going to say, should I care? I do care. You know, I hope you're getting something out of this. I hope you pick up something out of this every week. You know, because, look, I try to bring on the people that have a clue, because most of the time I don't. And I'm not afraid to admit it. Yeah, I know. I shouldn't be reading while I'm trying to talk. I can barely talk while I'm trying to talk, let alone read and try to talk. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be part of the conversation. I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Okay. I hate this. I think this is so disgusting on so many levels. And, you know, I didn't really think this still went on in this country. I would imagine there were some pockets that it would happen in, but I didn't think to this level. I didn't think like this. Now, I've done my best to, and bear with me, I've done the best to bleep out every nasty piece of language that was in there. So apparently, there was a guy I think it was Kmart or something like that, in a parking lot, and he had gone to start his car while there was a woman on the phone, and on her cell phone, okay? And not only that, I guess her kids were with her, and the guy's got his shopping done, and he goes in, and he starts his car. That's what I would do, right? You're in a parking lot, you go start your car. Really that simple. The woman went ballistic because it scared one of the kids, or maybe both of them, I don't know. But let me ask you a question. Is this language warranted? Is what's going on in this clip warranted? I want you to hear this. You tell me, because maybe I'm just too old and too white. Anytime you're ready.
I have her on tape calling me racist comments, calling me a in front of her kids.
She scared my children.
Well, with cameras out here, and we'll see.
All right, so I did edit this, but I edited out the long silence because she would turn her back on him, walk away while she's talking on the phone. All right, but I want you to hear this. Okay, I want you to hear and take a listen.
Because we'll definitely be filing charges. Please call the cops.
Please,
thank you.
Yeah.
Please. Got everything on tape. Your voice, too. Calling me a if that's how you feel. You might as well take care of your kids. Don't worry about me.
I know where my kids are.
Okay, good. Please do. It's okay, buddy.
You don't like black people.
Now, I've had to bring her voice up because she was always 10 or 12 feet away from the car. He's shooting this clip through the window of his car. And this is the kind of woman, if you were married to, you'd have to sleep with both eyes open. You'll see what I mean here in a second.
Oh, that's good. Racism alive and well. Amazing.
It sure is. It's disgusting when black people got it, too.
Really?
Really.
You called me a nigger, and I just supposed to sit back, huh?
You scared the shit out of my kid.
You called me a nigger, I just supposed to sit back.
You scared the shit out of my kid.
By starting my car.
Well.
By starting my car.
How fucking well.
All he did, think about this now. This whole thing, this is where we've come in society. This whole thing is around, he started his car in a parking lot. What is she teaching her kids? Maybe the kid was startled because he was coming up on the car, in the front of the car, the side of the car, behind, I don't know. But did it really warrant this? Again, is this where we've come from? Or come to?
Amazing.
Wow,
you got your kids cursing at me too, huh?
Don't talk to my kids.
Now, I don't know how some of you are. Maybe I'm just too prudish for this. Here's the deal. Do you swear like that in front of your kids? Because I didn't in front of mine. It didn't make me perfect, but I didn't think it was right, so I didn't do it. And she is having a swear fest, a foul language fest, with her kids 5 feet away from her. And her kids are seeing this racist stuff. Her kids are seeing how she's treating this black man. This goes back to my argument that I had the other night that somebody didn't agree with me on, which was, parents teach kids about racism. Parents teach kids how to be bullies.
Wow, this is amazing.
Do not talk to my kids.
Okay.
Hello? Talk to this f***ing nigga right now. I am telling you, he's repeating according to me. He scared the shit out of Anthony. He's out in his car. He wanted to run his mouth talking about me being a fancy mother. F***ing say something.
Really? I said that.
He's got me on videotape, and I'm still flipping the f*** out.
You called me a
nigga. I called you a nigga. You're a nasty.
All right. Listen, some of you are going crazy right now, going, all right, we get it. No, you don't get it. Did any of you think that this kind of thing is still going on? Did any of you really believe that we've got white? I'm not going to apologize for the white folks. I'm not going to do it. I don't like this. This is wrong. This is not how we're supposed to be talking to each other. All right? And look at where she's at right now. Look at what she's doing to him. Over one of her kids being scared because he started his car. The guy didn't make noise. The guy didn't make believe like he was going to punch the kid or kick the kid. He didn't do anything but start his car. Is this warranted?
F***ing
okay. You might want to get
your... Because he's a f***ing loser, that's why. He thinks he's going to get something out of it.
Oh, no wonder. I don't sue people.
Oh, he knows the cops. How many cops have I stripped for? You ain't getting fired, bitch.
Okay.
Tell him, dude. You will f***ing kill him. Don't even...
How many cops have I stripped for? Isn't that a class act, isn't it? We'll have more on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. This is disgusting. Her kids are there. This is just disgusting. We'll be back in a minute.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
We are back. Some of you heard all of that because I didn't shut my mic off. Oh, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563 if you want to be involved in the conversation. Always a pleasure to have you on board. And we're talking about that nut job. And I do mean the nut job. Stop breathing close. Stop breathing close to your mic. We're talking about the nut job, who was very obvious that she was she needed medication and didn't have it. Now, producer Tammy just came up with something I didn't know about.
Okay, so USA Today did a report on this right after the video came out because it went so viral. But on her written statement that she later read to one of the TV or radio stations.
You mean that her attorney gave her, going, are you out of your mind?
Yeah, probably, because she's in the middle of a custody battle at the time for her children.
So she was in the middle of a custody battle that day when she was going off, telling the black man what he really was and that she had poll strips for every cop in town.
Pretty much.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
That helped her cause, I'm sure.
So in her written statement, she says that she's in treatment for mental health issues, is bipolar, and is in the process of changing her medication.
I don't even know where to go with that.
Yeah, well, there's not really any place
to
go.
No. But, and there's more to this. And the beauty is that she goes from, again, she goes from zero to out of her mind in seconds. Let's listen to the rest of this.
Man. Very, very good.
I will f***ing yank your out of town.
Please do.
I don't know. What? Because you want to put it on YouTube, try and ask Howard because I called him a racist? Because he's a racist, ignorant n***. Tell him what? He's a racist f***ing n***.
And the kids are seeing all this. Right? I mean, the kids are seeing all of this. I mean, am I being too tough here? I mean, seriously. Is this how you talk in front of your kids? Is this okay for you to do in front of your kids? Play the last 20 seconds of this.
All right, you're done. My lawyer's involved.
Good. Thanks.
Yeah, can you imagine a lawyer? You know, I couldn't play it because I couldn't. When I tried to raise the volume up too much, it got a hum in it. But she's on the phone. She's obviously talking to her lawyer, her boyfriend, or the last guy she stripped for. I don't know which. But you know, you can hear her saying she's kind of defending what she's doing. So anyway, we'll finish this up now.
Yes, my husband's coming.
Okay, sure.
I told him you're coming. You're whooping his f***ing ass. Get the video off my case now, or I will f***ing break it. I'm going to whip my coffee at him.
Go ahead.
Not stop.
Racism is alive and well, I tell you. Alive and well.
She's outside his window yelling.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. But this is where we live at.
Actually, no, it's not where we live at. It might be where some people live at. I really feel bad for this guy that he had to go through this. I feel bad for this guy that he had to put up with such an ignorant white piece of trash. And you know what? All right, so maybe she has bipolar and she got to get her medication straight and all that other stuff. I don't know about any of that, but the fact that he had to put up with that is wrong. Just dead wrong on so many levels. So I'm not apologizing for that woman. But I would apologize to that guy because that is not how the rest of us feel. It's not like, I'll tell you what, it's not how I feel. And it's just wrong. I'm Joe. Can you imagine watching that in the parking lot? You wouldn't know what to do, would you? What?
The other thing they asked her about in the interview was why she kept using the N-word when it's such a nasty word. And she said, well, it just means an ignorant person. It doesn't say black or white or Puerto Rican. It's just an ignorant person.
Oh, so we can use the N-word
for
white
her.
People?
Yeah, it's just one of those. It just means ignorant. That's all it means.
Okay, good for her. Hopefully, by now, she got her medication right. All right, I'm going to move on because that story's just sickening. I am Joe. Hey, listen, get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. We can watch live, listen live, you can take the poll. There's a whole bunch of things you can do up there. Okay, we're on a roll, so we might as well do it. So anyway, there was a young lady doing some interviews in North Carolina. North Dakota. I am sorry. And there were protesters out there. They were protesting against Trump. These brain surgeons really didn't know what they were protesting, or even why. Take a listen. It's a Trump protest. Listen to these guys.
They're just out here trying to make their voices heard. Austin Klein is one of the event organizers for today. He says he's been out here since 9 a.m. Tell me a little bit, Austin, about what brings you out here today.
We are out here today to represent North Dakotans who want sex trafficking.
Yeah. You heard that right. Sorry. He's out there protesting for North Dakotans that want sex trafficking.
The relentless dumping of illegal toxic waste on our land.
They're just going to go for it. He's just going to hit everything that he's ever been taught in school.
Our rivers and government and business is not being held accountable for the damages they cause.
Apparently he hasn't read anything about the EPA recently.
We want a discussion to start about that. And we're here to stand up to Trump's racism, his bigotry, and his misogyny, and his mistreatment of disabled people, and another group that he's mistreated. But I think he doesn't care about...
Another group. Is that a protected group? Another group? Oh, my God.
No veterans enough. And we have a lot of veterans here who are here to stand up for themselves.
Tell me a little bit about why you said that Trump is bad for North Dakota.
Trump is bad for North Dakota because he's going to come here, he's going to rile up a lot of hatred, racism, and just not peaceful things. He incites violence. If violence were a flame, he'd pour gas on it and then blame us.
Because you're the ones that tear everything apart. Because it is you people that tear... Look, it's okay to protest. It's okay to show up and wave signs and yell at him, and you want to throw cotton candy at him, that's fine too. Old dirty socks, doesn't matter. But when you start jumping on police cars, when you start burning down CVSs, when you start tearing apart private property, no, you're wrong and you should go to jail, and he's right. Just because he has a different viewpoint of yours doesn't give you the right to be violent. Ever. It's wrong on so many levels. That would help. It really is. It's just wrong on so many levels. And this kid is obviously lost. Besides, he's with the group of South Dakotans for sex trafficking or something.
We're the ones trying to keep the peace. We've done everything possible to keep the peace. What else can we do to exercise our freedom of speech?
You do it peacefully. You do it, these are the brain surgeons that's going to that are running for your Congress and Senate. But you do everything peacefully. You have it make sense. You sit down. You talk to. Yes, I said what too in the chat room. I was like, what? What did he just say? Anyway, I'm Joe Bassini, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. We'll be back after the break. I've got all kinds of loony stories for this evening. We'll be right back. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. Me neither. Yeah, there you go. Sorry, Daddy. Yeah. I ain't going to school. Thought you had to be.
Welcome back. Always appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room. Well, we're coming up on that time, right? You won't have to go to school anymore, you young'uns. Hopefully, you don't have anybody young listening to the show, I hope. Hell, maybe you should. High schoolers, right? Make sure they have tissue with them, because I'm going to make them cry. Anyway, I'm Joe Bacino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. If you want to get involved in the conversation, you know... I love Jesse Waters. I love the stuff that he does. Jesse went out, and he was quizzing people on the meaning of Memorial Day. And whenever he does stuff like this, it floors me that young people, our young people, don't really know what these holidays are. Our young people don't understand what this is all about. So take a listen. Tell me if we're in a world of hurt. If it ever starts.
Hey, guys, it's Mark.
No, it's not Mark. I don't like you, Mark. Anyway, so Jesse goes, yeah, you know what? When these things restart themselves, they do this to me all the time. But he goes, like I said, he's going out on the street, and he's mostly young people, but not young people, not 18 and 19-year-olds. These look like people that are anywhere from 19 to about 26, 27, 28.
You know why we're all off on Monday?
It's Memorial Day.
Excellent. And what does Memorial Day commemorate?
Oh, God. Why did you pick me to do this?
Why do we celebrate Memorial Day?
I'm not sure. To celebrate all the people who have given up a lot for us and our freedom.
Correct. Who did America defeat in the Revolutionary War?
Oh, God. This is going to be a history quiz. You didn't tell me this.
Too late.
This is not hard. I mean, is this like, what is it? These aren't AP class questions, right? You know, advanced placement class questions. No, they're very simple. Or am I wrong? And the girl who said that all the people who went before us who, you know, gave their life. How about making some comment about the military? Here, take a listen.
French, right? Russia? Russia. Germany?
They love tea.
Oh. British.
Yes.
The British.
Actually, I'm English. Sorry.
Who won the Civil War?
Asia.
Okay. I just got it. It's an African-American woman that he's asking a question to. And there's several of them that he asked the same question to. And they don't know who won the Civil War. Who won the Civil War, and even what it was about, really.
Soviet Union.
I don't know, I'd just say France again. England.
This poor girl is stuck on France. Every question you ask her, it's France.
No. Germany.
This is not good here.
Russia? Japan?
The North versus the South.
North America versus South America.
Who won the Civil War?
The Civil War, that was us. With probably, it was Europe, France, and America.
All right, I'm going to wait for you guys to come back from throwing up, all right? You want me to do that? Or should I go on? Okay, I'll go on. There you go.
No, wrong. I am terrible at history.
Who won the Civil War?
The North.
The North?
The Union, baby.
The Union.
I'm a Civil War buff.
I want to party with you, cowboy.
Do you know what the Civil War was about?
God, I was just sitting my...
All right. This is where he asked, like, two or three black people. And they don't know. And look at, I'm sorry, but my God, the war was about freeing the slaves. So if you're one of those black people that's out there screaming about how we didn't do enough for you or there was no fight or, and you don't know what the Civil War was about, I think you just need to be quiet.
A history.
Kind of a big one. What was the Civil War about?
Freedom. Slavery.
Yes! Do you know what the Civil War was about?
Not right now, no.
Again, another black one. Just don't get this.
When will then be now?
Soon.
Who did America fight in World War II?
France. No, France was on our side. Said that, right? No?
You really have a thing for the French, don't you?
We all talk like Maurice Chevalier!
Russia.
China.
The French.
Who did America fight in World War II?
The Axis powers.
The Nazis.
And
the young man before this last girl said that we fought the Axis of powers. That's the first time I've heard that. I've heard the Axis of evil, but I have yet to hear the Axis of powers. That's a new one. I'll have to read up on it.
Who bombed us in Pearl Harbor?
The Japanese.
Very good. Who did America fight in the Vietnam War?
Korea.
Where'd you come up with that?
I have no idea where I came up with it.
France. Is it France?
Oh, God.
You know what
that means? She's stuck on France.
Who did we fight in the Vietnam War?
Vietnam.
The Viet Cong, North Vietnam. And we still didn't win.
Who fought in the Cold War?
Spain. Japan.
America. We're always in the wars. It's weird. France. They always bring us into it. Now, I don't know why. Sweden always stays neutral. I never understood this. They're impossible.
You mean Switzerland?
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh, my.
The United States.
Who did the United States fight in the Cold War?
The French.
If we'd fought the French, it would have been a little bit easier.
Russia.
Do you know who fought in the Cold War?
It was us and the Soviets.
Some folks got to learn the hard way.
The Cold War. What was that about?
Freeing the slaves.
What?
Do you know why they called it the Cold War?
Because it's cold.
These are our young people. These are the people making decisions for us later on. These are the people. They are people. And they don't have the basics. This is why I keep telling you. When you keep teaching the wrong history, when you don't teach history, when they don't know where we came from, where we had to fight to get where we're at, we're in a lot of hurt. You know, and it's what I've been saying to you is we're not teaching them the right history. So it's just like the president got away with what he got away with today because people don't understand history. We're not teaching why it was so important that we bombed Pearl Harbor. I'm going to talk a little bit about that the other side of the break because I don't want to get into it now. I won't be able to finish it. But this is why I love the Jesse Waters things. This is why I love the Mark Dice things. They don't go looking for the stupidest people. They don't go editing all this stuff out. But I jokingly refer to these. These are the barbecue and beer days. You don't really know what they are. You really don't know why we're honoring some of these people. You know, Memorial Day's coming up. Give honor to whom honor's due. If you have relatives and loved ones that have fought in the war, for you to have your freedom, for these single-digit IQ people to be walking the streets, say thank you. It won't kill you. Just say thank you for everything they've done. It's a good thing. Believe me. So the Disney, I guess Bernie was taking swipes at Disney for what he's paying, for what they're paying people, and you know, about the job situation on Disney or at Disney. And they about had it with them. And I wish more and more and more and more of these companies would start doing this. I wish more of them would come out and just let them have it. So the Disney CEO has responded to criticism from Bernie Sanders. The question that the CEO asked Bernie was, "So Bernie, how many jobs have you created?" Actually, Bernie created, I think, 4 jobs, and that was 25 years ago, and they all went away, including his. So he technically lost 5 jobs. He started a nonprofit that didn't last long at all. His wife closed down a whole college because of her inability to run the finances of the college. Yeah, we did that story last week or the week before. So Bernie Sanders said, I'm sorry, the CEO of Disney told Bernie Sanders that we've created 11,000 new jobs at Disney in the past decade. Our company has created 18,000 jobs in the U.S. alone in the last 5 years. Iger wrote this in a private Facebook post. How many jobs have you created, Bernie? How have you contributed to the U.S. economy? Well, he's taking money out of it. That's right. I mean, he's living on welfare. Isn't he a state senator or something? Might as well be welfare because he's not doing anything. He hasn't put in a bill the whole time he's been there. I'm Joe Bassini, your host, listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a minute.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist,
author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6. And these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's BEESPA.com. That's BEESPA.com.
You tiny-brained whoppers of other people's bottoms!
Welcome back. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. I'll give you a minute to sit back down. Because, you know, as Xander said, I'm sure my 70s music is not exciting you. I am Joe, the senior host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. All right, we'll get back to it. If you want to give me, you know, I'd like to get your email address. Just hop up on the website, realside.com. You can give me your email address. I send out an email every week. I let you know what's coming up on the show, topics we're going to discuss, guests we're going to have. It ain't that hard. Seriously, ain't that hard. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Now. Earlier this week, the CEO of Disney had about had it with Bernie Sanders. They actually did a small... What is it? They did a small, not even a protest, but a little rally down the street from Disney. And Bernie accused them, Bernie accused them pretty much of not doing anything for people. You know, the big corporate giant that was just nasty to its people. But Disney, as you went on, he said, they created 11,000 new jobs at Disneyland. The company has created 18,000 new jobs in total in the U.S., in the past 5 years. And he wrote this on a Facebook post. And he asked Bernie, what have you done to contribute to the U.S. economy? And I jokingly, well, not jokingly, really. I mean, the man's done nothing for the economy. Nothing for the U.S. economy. Go look at how many bills he's presented, how many he's passed, how many he's pushed for while he's been in office. Now, this all happened on Tuesday, just during a rally down the street from Disneyland. Sanders asked, anyone make a living wage working for Disney? To which I would respond, we're not supposed to. It's a summer job. It's a stepping stone job. Unless you're a manager or something. It's an example of what we're talking about when we talk about a rigged economy. Sanders said it would be very nice of Disney corporate to start building factories in the United States. And asserted that Disney pays its workers wages that are so low that many of them are forced to live in motels. Does Bernie know how much it costs to live in a motel? Because they can't afford a decent place to live. Well, hey, listen, some motels, you know, are better than apartments I lived in. And besides, they make your bed, they clean your, they do your sheets and the whole nine yards. That's not so bad. You have to come in and vacuum. Give me a break. People are asking, is it right that at Disneyland you have a CEO making $46 million while they're paying their workers starvation wages? Yes, it is right. It's okay. See, the CEO of Disney has so much more to do. And besides, which one of the $15 an hour workers is making sure that 18,000 people have jobs? Any one of them? No, no, not a one. That's the irritant. They never look at it from that point of view. None of those $15 an hour people could work any part of the department that would bring in the kind of money that the CEO is responsible to bring in. So I don't care what they're paying him or her. And starvation wages, they choose to work there. Okay, they're not forced to work there. This isn't a socialist environment. They're not forced to work there. Now, in a statement, a spokesperson for Disney told the Wrap that Sanders clearly doesn't have his facts right. The Disneyland Resort generates more than $5.7 billion annually for the local economy. See, they always forget that part of it. And as the area's largest employer, has added more than 11,000 jobs over the past over the last decade. That is a 65% increase over most other businesses. Now, these numbers don't take into account our $1 billion expansion to add a Star Wars themed land, which will create thousands of additional jobs. Sorry, Bernie. Wrong again. The guy's a moron. I'm sorry, but he's a moron. I know it's not right to speak about people like that, but listen to some of the stuff he's saying. He's all for socialism till somebody approaches him and shows him the four or five of the largest countries who could be self-sufficient with oil are socialist countries, and they're dying. They're in chaos. It's just craziness. I like this one, too. Only in America can this happen. Home Depot employee gets death threats for wearing America was never great at. But the idiot did it for all the wrong reasons. Now, Home Depot employee in Staten Island, New York. Now, see, here's for me, unlike the left. I am a freedom of speech believer. He can wear any hat he wants to. I don't care what he wears. I hate America. He can wear that hat too. And then I could stay and wear whatever other shirt or hat I want to. Now, the Home Depot employee in Staten Island, New York, sparked death threats by wearing an America Was Never Great hat. How stupid can you be? Right? The New York Times report stated that Crystal Lake, 22, says that she wore the hat after several co-workers wore pro-Donald Trump pins. The point of the hat was to say that America needs change and improvement. No kidding. We've always known that. We don't need a hat for that. We don't need a T-shirt, a hat, or anything else, as a matter of fact. She was told by the staff at the company never to wear the hat again. Now, if you think about this, you know that person at the company, not Crystal Lake, the one who told her never to wear the hat again, she's the one that's going to get in trouble. Because you can't tell somebody that. But in the workplace, I believe you can. I believe that they've won these cases before. I'd have to go look. But yeah, you can't openly cause disruptions. Now, let me see. There's more to the story. Mrs. Lake said she gotten tired of Mr. Trump's slogan from his supporters and thought America was never great. She said that Mr. Trump's slogan did not make room for bigger aspirations beyond the past, and that he was dismissive of groups that did not fit his ideal demographic, which is not true. Miss Lake said that the hat arrived on Saturday and she wore it the next day to work. She surmised that a photo of her wearing the hat had been taken by a customer, but she did not specifically see anyone snap a picture and heard no complaints from the customers, co-workers, or managers. Of course not. They're all afraid to say anything to her. Look, she's an African-American woman. And you know what happens? So if you say anything wrong against a woman, and you're a male, and you're a white person, it's even worse. Now, it's an African-American woman. Who exactly is going to tell her they don't agree with her? And they think what she's wearing on her head is wrong. Anybody? Anyway, go on to say, they were actually threatening to kill me over the hat, she said on Thursday. I couldn't believe it. I was calling my best friend, and I was like, how is this happening? It's just a hat. No, see, this is the ignorance of many on the left. It's not just a hat. It's not just a flag. It's what these things represent. It's what these words represent. This is that Facebook mentality that thinks you can put anything up there, just kidding. It's not just kidding. Once the words are up there, they're hard to take back. When you make a hat like this that America was never great, how it shows you the ignorance you actually have, especially coming into Memorial Day, because America has never helped out another country. America has never fed the poor. America has never gone to the rescue of countries that have been in massive natural disasters, right? Shows you that lady's ignorance. Doesn't matter what color she is. Doesn't matter what gender she is. It shows you just the amount of ignorance that the left has when it comes to these things. America, when other countries are in trouble, we give more money and resources than any other country on the planet in most cases. Okay? It's really that simple. When we send an aircraft carrier, we send one of our ships there to help out after an earthquake, what do you think we're doing? One guy stuck his foot down his throat on Facebook one day and let him have it. We're sending an Dominican Republic, one of those countries that had a major earthquake. We were sending aircraft carriers. What are we going to do? We're going to bomb them the rest of the way into destruction and make sure they don't... I said, what an idiot you are. Do you know an aircraft carrier can feed 3,000 people a day? A day. That's normally. I imagine if they pump it up, they could probably do better than that. They can clean, take the salt water, right? They can desalinize salt water. I mean, hundreds of thousands of gallons a day. So they were cleaning water. They have medical facilities, full surgical facilities on board. So why were we sending an aircraft carrier? Yeah, we were going to bomb them back with the Stone Agers. Right after we took care of their sick, took care of their hurt, fed their people, cleaned up water. Yeah, right after we did all of that. That's why I say to you, ignorance is so dangerous. This stuff is so dangerous, and we let the left get away with it. Don't. Please, don't let the left get away with it. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Don't go far. A lot coming up in the third hour. I'm telling you, we're just going to have some fun tonight. In the third hour, I'm going to start with what went on at Pearl Harbor. And again, why what Obama said today was so insulting. We'll be right back.